Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
平常都是我是做翻译的。
Usually I was the translator.
但今天是要讲。
So today I'm to speak.
有一点紧张。
I'm a little bit nervous.
但是我在想这是主的话。
But I believe that this is for the word of Lord.
所以我们一起来领受主的话。
So shall we together receive his word?
今天我们要读一段的圣经。
So today we are to read a portion of scripture.
是在马可福音的第十章十七到二十二节。
Which is in the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 11 to 17.
这段经文不是很长。
It is not a long passage.
好不好我们一起来读一遍。
So shall we read together?
好那我们开始。
Shall we start?
耶稣出来行路的时候有一个人跑来在人堂前问他说良善的夫子我当做什么事才可以承受永生。耶稣对他说你为什么称我是良善的除了神一位之外再没有良善的诫命你是晓得的不可杀人不可奸淫不可偷盗不可作假见证不可亏负人当孝敬父母他对耶稣说夫子这一切我从小都遵守了耶稣看着他就爱他对他说你还缺少一件去变卖你所有的分给穷人就必有财宝在天上你还要来跟从我他听见这话脸上就变了色忧忧愁愁地走了因为他的产业很多我们一起祷告
Shall we bow and pray?
亲爱的主我们将你的话打开
Dear Lord as we open up your words
求你亲自来告诉我们
May you tell us
主啊将这里面的真理告诉我们
Tell us of the truth in this passage
主啊这一段的真理是你的故事
These truths are from your story
你也是要讲给每一个来到你面前的人听
It is something that you are to tell everyone who come before you
求你帮助我们明白
May you help us to understand.
求你的圣灵让我们来真知道里面在讲什么。
May your Holy Spirit help us to understand what you're talking about.
也知道你永恒的心意是什么。
To also comprehend what is your eternal will.
我们需要你。
We need you.
我们没有办法靠着我们来行善。
We're not able to do good with our might.
我们犯了罪。
We have all sinned.
我们需要你的拯救。
We do need your salvation.
求你帮助我们。
May you come and help us.
进入你的话语。
To enter into your word.
我们知道你福音是你的爱是何等的大。
We know that your love is so great.
这样的祷告。
We pray.
是奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
In Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
这一段呢讲到一个人。
In this paragraph, it talks about a person.
这个人是什么样的人呢
？What type of person is he?
其他的圣经里面有说这个人是一个财主。
In the other scriptures, it said this man is a wealthy man.
他很有钱。
He's very rich.
然后呢，也说到这个人也是一个官。
And also mentioning he is a ruler.
而且是一个很年轻的官。
A young ruler.
所以你可以看到这个人呢，他又有钱。
So you can see that this man is wealthy,
又有权,
and has power,
而且还很年轻,
and young.
所以这是一个很不得了的一个人。
So it's a great man.
但是呢，这个人呢，你可以看到他是一个又有很好的道德的一个人。
And you also see that this man has a high moral standard.
他没有因为他很多的钱很多的权他就败坏堕落
He didn't fall because of his lots of money and power
所以当主耶稣说你遵守了这些诫命了吗
So when Jesus asked him Have you kept all these commandments
他说我从小就遵守了
He said I kept them since young
所以当第一节的时候你可以看到他就说到这个人呢看到耶稣他就跑过来
So you can see in verse 1 it said this man ran to Jesus.
然后呢他就在众人的面前呢跪下来。
And in front of everyone he knelt down.
所以你可以想象这样的一个场景。
You can imagine this scene.
一个穿着非常的华丽的一个人。
Someone who is wearing very good clothes.
可能他穿也可能穿着官服。
Maybe his official clothes.
然后他就跑过来然后跪在众人的面前。
He ran to Jesus and knelt down in front of everyone.
然后他就问了一个问题。
And he asked a question.
他说我怎么样做善事能够得着永生。
He said, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
所以从这句话你们可以看到这个人非常的谦卑他要问一个问题。
From his question, you can see he is so humble.
而且他是一个用很谦卑的一个态度来问这个问题。
He asked this question in the humblest attitude.
如果你看圣经有很多人来到耶稣的面前。
If you look at the Bible, there are many people who came before Jesus.
就是来求医病的。
They came for healing,
或者求赶鬼,
for driven out of the demon,
但是这个人他来寻求永生。
Yet this man came to Jesus for the eternal life.
所以这个人是对永生有盼望的人。
This is a man hoping for the eternal life.
他说我想要永生。
He said, I want the eternal life.
但是从他的问题里面应该看到他对永生没有把握。
However, from his question we can see that he is not sure about the eternal life.
所以他才问耶稣说我怎么样做更多的善事来得到永生
That's why he said, what can I do? What more good deeds can I do to inherit the eternal life?
那我想跟我们无论是弟兄姐妹或者是你还没有信主的福音朋友
So I want to say to brothers and sisters or gospel friends
我们来想一想什么叫做永生
Shall we think about what is the eternal life?
所以永生呢其实是一件很有意思的事情
Eternal life is a very interesting thing.
因为我们人每个人都要死。
Because every one of us will die.
这都是我们每个人要面对的。
Death is something everyone will face.
但是你会想，人不想死。
But you know that men do not want to die.
所以你可以看到历史上很多人，很多的一些人，他都想方设法的盼望不用死。
So you see, in the history, many people find different ways to avoid death.
希望他们能够永远的活着。
To hope that they can live forever.
比如说像我们的第一个皇帝中国历史上第一个皇帝叫秦始皇。
For example, the first emperor in the Chinese history, Emperor Qin.
他为了想要一直活着呢他就派人到那个仙岛去求仙丹。
In order to live forever, he sent people to fairy island to look for a magic pill.
很多像比如说汉朝的还有明朝的一些皇帝
Emperors from the Han Dynasty and the Ming Dynasty.
他们就相信道教的炼丹能够让他们吃这些仙丹能够长寿。
They believe Taoism, who can cook a magic pill which will keep them live forever.
所以你可以看到当我们在一些家里面有一些老人的时候我们在祝福他们的时候他们生日的时候在祝福他们的时候。
You also see that when we have old people in our families and we would like to bless them on their birthday.
我们会说祝您福如东海寿比南山。
We will say that we may your fortune is as vast as the East Sea and you live longer than the South Mountain.
所以你知道可以看到从古至今呢都有很多人对永生都有盼望。
So from ancient times, many people hope for the eternal life.
我们再举一个很简单的例子。
Another simple example.
很多我们像古埃及人呢他们呢对永生也有盼望。
Ancient Egyptians long for the eternal life.
他们贵族在死了之后他们会把它做成木乃伊。
The noblemen after they died, the body would be made into mummies.
为什么要做成木乃伊呢?
Why mummies?
因为他们相信如果有一天他们复活的时候他们还可以重新的活过来。
Because they believe that one day they will come back to life.
然后我们中国当你看一些考古的他们在挖那些以前人的墓的时候
If you look at some archaeology evidence of the ancient tombs
他们死前生前他们是怎么样的那些家具怎么样的吃的那些东西他们都会带到那个坟墓里面去。
You will see that they bury in the tombs those furnitures and food, how they would receive while they were alive.
所以他们的一个想象是他们生前是怎么样他们死后也会是怎么样子。
Their belief was they would live the same life as they would before they died.
所以你可以看到无论是有没有信主的人
So you can see whether they believe or not.
人都很盼望有一个永生
Men hope for eternal life.
一个永远的生命
It is a life that will not die.
那就是你不用死
Which you do not have to die.
可以永远的活着
And you will live indefinitely.
所以呢也是这个年轻的财主他的问题
And this is something that this young ruler was seeking.
他来到耶稣的面前
He came before Jesus
他问了一个问题
Asking this question
他说良善的父子我当做什么样的善事才可以承受永生
He said good teacher What must I do to inherit eternal life
这是一个很好的问题
This is a very good question
因为世上当你活在世上的时候你会看到很多人都会告诉你这样的事情
Because when you live in the world, many people will come to say to you
你要努力的做好事
You need to do good deeds
成为一个好人
To become a good man
然后你才能够有永生
Then you will receive eternal life
无论是那些宗教无论是这些的哲学
Whether it is from religion or philosophies
都是告诉你要积德行善
They tell you to accumulate your virtuous actions
好人有好报
And the virtue will have its reward.
然后呢主呢就告诉他什么叫做善事。
Then our Lord tells him that what is good.
他说诫命你是晓得的。
The Lord said, you know the commandments.
不可杀人不可奸淫不可偷盗不可作假见证不可亏负人。当孝敬父母。
Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, do not defraud, honor your father and mother.
所以呢，主耶稣说到这里是怎么样子成为一个怎么样子为善？你有没有做这些善事
？These are the things the Lord asked him about. Have you done these good things?
我们想，这个年轻人呢，他就回答了。
And this young man answered.
他说。这一切我从小都遵守了。
He said, all these I have kept since I was a boy.
还缺少什么
?What else do I lack?
所以很多人读经就会说哎这个年轻人真的做到了这些事情吗
?We would say that, has this young man really achieved of keeping everything?
有两种可能。
There might be two possibilities.
一种是他根本就是在撒谎。
One is, he was lying.
他很自以为是。
He was too self-assumptious.
他没有自知之明。
And he didn't really understand himself.
但是另外一种是这个人真的是做到了。
Another possibility is, this young man really had kept everything.
这个年轻人成为一个从小立志行这些善的年轻人。
He was a good young man who determined to do good when he was young.
好，那我们来看一下耶稣听到他说我从小就做到了他的反应是什么
Let's see what reaction Jesus had
耶稣说这里说耶稣看着他就爱他
And it says Jesus looked at him and loved him
所以当我在想这里的时候我在想他到底是哪一种可能呢
When I read to here I was thinking to myself So what kind of man could he be
所以我想到了几节的经文
And I thought of a few verses.
我就不读出来，但是它里面有说到说耶稣知道万人的心。
Some verses said Jesus know everyone's heart.
然后呢，在希伯来书那里有说，他说被造的没有一样在他面前不显难的。
In Hebrew, there's also a verse saying everything that was created cannot hide from him.
所以当我想到这里的时候，当这个年轻人站在主的面前的时候。
So when I thought of those verses, and I see this young man standing before the Lord.
他如果撒谎的话，他绝对骗不过主的眼睛。
If he lied, he would not be able to hide from the Lord.
但是主并没有像对待这些文士法利赛人一样对待他。
But Jesus didn't treat him as he would to those Pharisees.
他看着这个年轻人。
Jesus looked at this man.
就爱他
and loved him.
这里 很少说到主耶稣亲自的有表达一个爱。
We rarely see Jesus in person, personally loved someone.
但你这里就很清楚说到主耶稣爱这个年轻人。
However, in this verse, it explicitly said that Jesus loved him.
就让我想到这个年轻人在主的眼里是何等的宝贵。
Making me think that how precious is this young man in the eyes of our Lord.
一个有权有势的一个官。
He is wealthy and he's powerful and a young ruler.
但是他没有因着他有钱，他没有因着他有权，他就欺压别人。
He didn't exploit or took advantage of other people because of his status.
他就为所欲为，为所欲为。
Or did whatever he wanted.
他乃是过着一个有道德的生活。
Instead, he lived a life that has moral standards.
这是一个很宝贵的一个年轻人。
He's a very precious young man.
那这样的人多不多呢？
Are there a lot of people like him?
我想很多。
I think there were quite a few.
不仅在历史上很多。
Not only through history.
或者在基督徒当中也有。
Or among Christians.
佛教徒当中也有可能有。
Or among Buddhists.
在穆斯林里面也有。
There were a lot in Muslims as well.
有些人有很好的这些道德。
There were quite a few people who have high moral standards.
但是这个年轻人后面又问了一个问题。
However, this young man asked another question.
他说耶稣，这些我都遵守了，你提到我都遵守了。
He said, yes, I've kept all that you've mentioned.
那还缺少什么呢？
But what else do I lack?
我还要做多少的善事才能得到永生呢？
How many more good deeds should I be doing so that I can inherit the eternal life?
我们可以换一个说法。
In another word.
我已经做得这么好了，我还差什么呢？
I've done so much.What else do I lack?
主耶稣告诉他，你缺少的还有一件。
Jesus answered him, there's one thing you lack.
我在想，如果我是这个年轻人，
I think if I was this young man,
我肯定很激动。
I would be very excited on hearing this.
还有一件。
One more.
就只有一件。
One more thing.
那快点告诉我是什么。
Please tell me.
那非常的激动。
I would be very excited.
因为如果我这一件做到了，那我就得到永生了。
Because as long as I've completed this thing, I would receive eternal life.
我可以想象他那个脸是眼睛瞪得大大的。
So I would imagine that he was full of excitement with eyes wide open.
耳朵也睁得大大的。
And he was at all ears.
他在等待耶稣说这一件事是什么。
Anticipating what Jesus would tell him next.
主耶稣说了什么呢？
And what did Jesus say to him?
我会读一下马太福音这里，马太福音的19章的21到22节。
So I'll read Matthew chapter 19, verse 21 to 22.
这里说，耶稣说，你若愿意做完全人，可去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。那少年人听见这话，就忧忧愁愁地走了。因为他的产业很多。
Matthew chapter 19, 21 to 22. Jesus said to him, If you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possession.
好，他这里有说到一件善事。
Here it says one good thing.
那就是变卖你的家产。分给穷人
，which is sell all your possessions and give to the poor。
我想当这句话进到他的耳朵里面的时候
，I think when this sentence entered into his ears，
刚才那个很期待的眼神就已经变了。
Those excitement has gone，
因为他觉得这个事情真的太难了。
Because he would feel that it was too hard。
为什么太难了呢
？Why？
因为他的钱太多了。
Because he had great possessions.
因为他产业非常的多。
He was wealthy.
所以要让他捐出来这么多的钱。
So for him to donate all he has.
他真的觉得太难了。
It was too hard.
但是这个是不是一件善事呢
？But is this a good deed?
这确实是一件善事。
Yes, it is.
变卖你所有的去帮助这些穷人。
To sell all you have and give to the poor.
但是这个年轻人他纠结了很久。
However, this young man struggled.
我想他真的是很纠结。
I think he really struggled within.
所以圣经里面记载说，这个年轻人变了脸色。
So the Bible says this man's face fell.
忧忧愁愁的走了。
He went away sad.
所以你可以想，好像这个年轻人已经达到了一个99分的一个高分。
As if this young man had achieved 99%.
当主耶稣说你缺少的还有一件
And when Jesus said, there's one thing you still lack.
然后呢他就很想得到这一很想做到这一件
And he really wanted to achieve that last point.
但是他最后主动的放弃了
Yet eventually he gave up.
因为他觉得最后这一分太难了
Because that last point was too hard for him.
他没有办法达到
He was not able to achieve it.
所以这个故事要告诉我们什么呢
What is this story telling us?
他要告诉我们这个年轻人所问的获得永生的方法。
It is to tell us the way to receive eternal life, just as this young man asked.
不是我们平常想的做善事的方法。
And the way to receive eternal life is not what we usually think by doing good.
圣经里面有提到，如果一个人要获得永生的话，可以靠着遵行律法。
The Bible did say that when you want to receive the eternal life, you can do the laws.
但是这个标准非常的高。
However, the standard is so high.
这个人要一个人要完全的遵守律法。
Because you will have to fully obey all the laws.
也就是要一百分。
Which means 100%.
99.9999都不可以。
99.999% is not enough.
而且这个一百分呢，不是你这个时候一百分。
And 100% is not only for now.
而是你每一个时刻你都要100分。
But 100% is for you to achieve at all times.
说的更直白一点呢。
To put it more straight.
你要行善事的话。
If you are to do good deeds.
你要每时每刻都是百分百的做善事。
You should be 100% doing the good deeds at all times.
你不可以有失败。
You will not fail.
因为以神的标准来说
Because according to God's standard,
99分不是叫做高分。
99% is not enough.
100分才刚刚及格。
Only 100% is at the pass mark.
所以在雅各书他有说，他说如果凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了重条。
So the book of James told us, if you break one law, you are a lawbreaker.
所以主耶稣在这个故事里面要告诉这个财主
So Jesus is trying to tell this young man
你没有办法靠着你 做善事做到100分
You are unable to reach 100% by doing good deeds
因为你很多事情你都做不到
Because there are so many things that you can't do
所以在告诉我们是人没有办法靠着行善来得到永生。
So man cannot receive eternal life by doing good deeds.
为什么呢
?Why?
因为我们人有罪。
Because men are sinful.
我们不再是一个没有罪的人。
We are not without sin.
我举两个简单的例子大家就可以比较清楚。
I will illustrate this with two simple examples.
我这次回中国
I visit China recently.
中国路上有非常多的摄像头。
On the highways, there are many cameras.
你都不知道摄像头在哪里会拍你。
You never know when you will be taken a picture by those cameras on the road.
但是我们中国人又很聪明。
But Chinese are also smart.
所以 GPS 里面呢会告诉你哪里有摄像头。
Because they install the GPS who will tell them where there's a camera ahead.
所以当你开车的时候
So when you're driving along,
前面大概100米左右
before 100 meters away,
它就会告诉你前面100米有摄像头。
It'll tell you that in about 100 meters ahead, there is a camera.
所以我经常坐我妹夫的车。
And then my brother-in-law always drive me around.
所以他在没有摄像头GPS 没有提醒有摄像头的地方。
Whenever the GPS didn't remind him about the cameras ahead.
开得非常的快。
He would speed.
然后呢就他就一直开很快。
And he would keep driving very fast.
然后突然 GPS 提醒他。
And all of a sudden, when the GPS reminded him,
前面100米有摄像头。
In about 100 meters away, there's a camera.
然后他就知道他要赶紧刹车。
And he will brake all of a sudden.
因为他说被拍到的话会罚得很惨。
Because he said there will be very heavy penalties if I got captured.
所以你可以看到，当人他没有这种摄像头监管的时候
，So you can see when there is no camera to be there supervising humans' behavior.
人的心就是这样子，我就是要超速。
And a human nature will say, "Yeah, I want to speed."
大家也知道，我刚有了一个孩子。
And you all know that I just had a baby.
那我们当回去我家的时候
，When I went back home.
那我妹妹呢？她有一个小女儿。
My sister also has a little daughter.
所以我妹妹看到我儿子的时候就抱他。
When my sister saw my son and she carried him.
当她抱我儿子的时候呢
？And she picked my son up.
她女儿就不干了。
And her daughter start to cry.
她女儿那个嫉妒心就来了。
And the little girl start to be very jealous.
就一直的要她妈妈也抱。
And I was crying for her mom to pick her up as well.
所以你可以看到有很多很多的例子可以让你知道人是有罪的。
So you can see from these many examples that humans are sinful.
当你看到别人有钱的时候
,When you see other people are wealthier than you,
心里面就自然而然会有嫉妒出来。
And you will become jealous.
当这个孩子看到别人妈妈自己的妈妈在抱别人的孩子的时候
,When a child saw his mom carrying another baby,
他心里面也不舒服了。
And she will not feel comfortable either.
所以你可以知道这个是不能否认的事实。
These are undeniable facts.
人没有办法来完全的行善。
That is, man cannot fully do good deeds.
那我们应该怎么办呢
？So what shall we do?
所以我们再来看这一段的经文。
So let's come back to our passage.
刚才我有提到说，主耶稣说，你缺少的还有一件。
And as I mentioned, Jesus said, you still lack one thing.
我不知道大家有没有这样的疑问。
I don't know whether you have a question.
我觉得是两件事。
I felt that Jesus had talked about two things.
怎么会是一件事呢
?How come there's only one thing?
主耶稣说你去变卖你所有的分给穷人。
Jesus said, sell everything you have and give to the poor.
就必有财宝在天上。
And you will have treasure in heaven.
你还要来跟从我。
Then come.
这是两件事啊，怎么会是一件事呢
？On these two things instead of one thing.
第一件事是变卖你所有的分给穷人。
The first thing is to sell everything and give to the poor.
第二件事是你要来跟从我。
The second thing is come to follow me.
怎么会是缺少的是一件呢
？How come Jesus said that you lack one thing?
所以我去看了英文。
And I went to read the English version.
所以这是非常的清楚的。
And in the English version, it was quite clear.
主耶稣的意思是。
What Jesus meant was,
他说你回去。
He said, go.
然后变卖你所有的。
Go back and sell everything you have.
然后同时的时候呢。
And at the same time,
你要来跟从我。
Come and follow me.
所以第一个是你要去。
The first thing is go.
然后呢你要来。
Then come.
所以两件，这不是两件事情。
So these are not just two things.
这是一件事情。
These two are one thing.
但财主没有办法来做到第一件的事情。
However, the wealthy man could not do the first thing.
主耶稣好像踩到了他的痛处。
As if Jesus had touched his weakest point.
因为这个财主没有办法放下钱财。
Because this wealthy man could not lay down his wealth.
主耶借着这件事情来告诉他。
Our Lord is telling him through this thing.
还记得财主问的问题吗
？Remember what the wealthy man asked.
他说：“我要做什么善事
？”He said, "What must I do?"
来得到永生
，to inherit eternal life.
但是主很清楚地告诉他
，But what Jesus answered him clearly is.
他凭自己的凭行善没有办法达到完全。
With his own might, he could not be perfect.
因为他总有做不到的地方。
Because there's always something that he could not do.
比如说，他没有办法放下钱财来帮助这些穷人。
For example, he would not be able to lay down his wealth to help the poor.
可能这个年轻人在一些方面他做得很好。
Maybe in some other areas, this young man had achieved a lot.
但是主要告诉他的是，你其实离善要做的这些善事还有很远。
But what Jesus wanted to tell him is you are still far away from all the good deeds that you are to do.
你可能比周围的人来说，你比他们的道德比较高尚。
Maybe comparing to the people around you, your moral standards are much higher than them.
但是跟神的标准来比较的话，你还远远达不到。
Comparing to God's standards, you are still far away off.
所以这里一件事情就很重要了。
So here, this one thing is very important.
他需要来投靠主。
He needed to come to rely on the Lord.
他要来跟从主。
He is to follow the Lord.
所以这件事情是主要告诉他，你没有办法靠着自己来行善。
So this thing means the Lord wanted to tell him, you cannot do good with your own might.
你不可以靠自己。
You shall not, trust your own might.
你要来依靠主。
Come to entrust on me.
所以这里的意思是去变卖你所有的。
So the Lord meant go to sell everything.
你做不到。
That thing you cannot do.
你要来跟从主。
So come, follow me.
但是很可惜的是，我们想这个财主他最后关头他放弃了。
However, pitifully, in this last critical moment, this wealthy man gave up.
但是这是这个故事要告诉我们的。
But this is what the story is trying to tell us.
得永生不是靠着你自己行善。
To inherit the eternal life is not through your own might to do good deeds.
而是要靠着神的儿子。
But through his son, the son of God.
所以接下来我们可以再来读一下马可福音的第十章23-27节。
So we can continue to read on from chapter 10, from verse 23-27.
那我给大家读一下。
I will read.
耶稣周围一看，就对门徒说，有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难啊。门徒稀奇他的话，耶稣又对他们说，小子，依靠钱财的人进神的国是何等的难啊。骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。门徒就分外稀奇，对他说，这样谁能得救呢？耶稣看着他们说，在人不能，在神却不难，因为神凡事都能。所以这里说到人没有办法靠着自己的钱财进入神的国。
Here it says, man cannot enter into the kingdom of God with his own wealth.
或者说人没有靠着你的好行为来进入神的国。
Or man cannot enter the kingdom of God with his good deeds.
那应该怎么办呢？
So how shall we do?
所以门徒也说，那我们没有办法行善，那我们应该怎么做呢？
That's why the disciples said, so who can be saved? What shall we do?
这样谁能得救呢？
Who then can be saved?
但是主耶稣说了一句话。
But Jesus said one thing.
他说在人是不能的。
With men, this is impossible.
在神凡事都能。
But not with God.
所以今天我要告诉你的，
So today, what I'm telling you is,
也是圣经要告诉我们的。
Which is also what the Bible is telling us.
你今天要来信耶稣吗？
Are you willing to come to believe in Jesus?
因为你不是靠着你的善事来到他的面前。
Because you're not able to come before him with your good deeds.
你不能站在神的面前这样说。
You can't stand in front of God and say this.
上帝啊，我来信靠你。
God, I come to believe you.
是因为我做得很好。
Because I've done so many good things.
不是的。
No.
上帝说的是你不是靠着自己来称义。
God said you cannot be called righteous because of yourself.
因为我们是罪人。
Because we are all sinners.
所以在罗马书那里有说，他说能称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。
So in Romans it says you're justified because of your faith, not because you're keeping the law.
所以人不是靠着你的功劳，你做的善行，你来到神的面前。
You cannot come before Lord by the good deeds that you've done.
还记得这个财主的故事吗？
Do we remember the story of this wealthy man?
我们没有办法靠着他们这样的善行来得到神的来得到永生。
He cannot inherit the eternal life with his good deeds.
所以这里有说到你要来信主。
So here it says you need to come believe him.
所以很多人会说，哦，基督教其实也跟别的宗教是一样的。
Maybe some people say the Christianity is similar to all the other religions.
就是劝人行善嘛。
It is all it's doing is to try to persuade you to do good things.
不是。
That is not the case.
基督教告诉你的是你没有办法来行善。
What Christianity is trying to tell you is you cannot do good.
因为你有罪。
Because you're sinful.
所以你需要来拯救。
That's why you need to be saved.
你需要救主。
You need a savior.
所以当主耶稣说到那件很重要的事是什么呢？
So when Jesus mentioned about that most important thing,
他说你要来跟从我。
He said, "Come, follow me."
所以这个是神的方法。
This is the way of God.
所以人的方法说，我要做善事，我来得到永生。
Man's way says, "I will do good deeds to receive eternal life."
但是神说，你没有办法达到我的标准。
God's way is, "You are never able to reach my standard."
那怎么办呢？
So how do we do it?
难道没有方法能够得到永生吗？
Is there not a single way to receive eternal life?
但是这里有神的方法。
Yes, let's look at the God's way.
所以在约翰福音三章十六节到十八节。
So in the Gospel of John chapter 3 verse 16 to 18.
这我们都很熟。
As we're very familiar with the verses.
他说神爱世人。
It says, for God so loved the world,
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们,
that he gave his only begotten son,
叫一切信他的不至灭亡, 反得永生,
that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have the eternal life.
因为神差他的儿子降世, 不是要定世人的罪, 乃是要叫世人因他得救。
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already.
神看见人没有办法因着行善而得到永生。
When God sees man unable to receive the eternal life through doing good,
所以他就将他的独生的儿子降下来。
Therefore, he sent his only beloved son to us.
为我们的罪来定死。
Who was crucified to death for our sins.
所以他担当了我们的罪。
He alone had carried all our sins.
所以当你愿意去相信他、投靠他的时候。
So when you are willing to believe in him and trust in him.
神就将你所有的罪都已经一笔勾销了。
God will forgive all your sins.
所以要相信神的儿子为你的罪而死。
So let's believe God's Son who died for your sin.
让他来成为你人生的救主。
And allow him to be your personal savior.
你不需要靠着自己的善行得到神的喜悦。
So you no longer need to through your own good deeds to please God.
神喜悦你。
Instead, God is pleased with you.
是因为你相信他的儿子来为你而死。
Because the fact that you believe that his son had died for you.
担当了你的罪。
Who had carried all your sins and transgressions.
然后你得救呢就不在罪中。
In this way you can be saved and no longer be fallen in sin.
然后你可以得到永恒的生命。
And in this way you can inherit the eternal life.
所以当这个财主来到主的面前问这个问题的时候。
So when this rich guy came to Jesus and asked him the question,
他说我要做什么善事才能得到永生。
He said, what good deeds shall I do to receive eternal life?
但是他问的这个问题本身就是个问题。
But the question he asked had a problem.
因为他问错了。
Because he asked the wrong question.
因为他问了一个他没有办法做到的一个问题一个事实。
Because he had asked a question that he would never be able to do when he was given the answer.
因为他没有办法靠着自己行善来达到永生。
Because he could not receive the eternal life through doing good deeds.
但是主清楚地告诉他。
However, the Lord had clearly responded to him.
你没有办法靠着自己。
You cannot by your own might.
但是你可以靠着我。
However, you can rely on me.
你可以跟从我。
You can come and follow me.
你就可以得到永生。
And then you can inherit the eternal life.
所以我有时候在想，神真的爱我们。
And I believe that God is really love us.
他将这么很我们认为很复杂的一件事情。
Something that we see, it seems so complicated to us.
但是呢，它变得很简单。
Could be changed into a simple matter in God's hand.
就是你来相信跟从他的儿子。
To come believe and follow his son.
为什么会这么简单呢？
Why can it be so simple?
因为他的儿子为我们付上了代价。
Because his son had already paid a high cost for us.
所以当当我在看这一章的看这一段经文的时候。
So as I was meditating on this passage.
这里不仅是对你还没有信主的福音朋友来讲。
The story does not only teaches the unbelievers or gospel friends.
如果你还没有信主。
If you have not yet believed in the Lord Jesus.
如果你还想靠着你说我要做多少的好事来到神的面前。
If you're still wondering how much more good deeds shall I be doing in order to qualify to stand before God.
这里很清楚地告诉你。
It clearly has said to you.
这是一条死路。
It is impossible, a dead end.
不可能，你不可能做得到。
It is impossible for you to do it.
但是这里又有条活路。
However, there's also a living way here.
就是你要来信靠耶稣。
That is, you need to come and believe in Jesus.
另外的，也要对我们已经信主的弟兄和姐妹的提醒。
I also want to remind the brothers and sisters who already believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的生活
Our life
我们是不是也是缺少了这一件事情
Is it also that we lack this one thing in our life?
我们有没有来跟从主
Have we been following the Lord?
其实主耶稣说的会不会对这个财主会不会是很高的要求呢
Is this a high standard for the wealthy man?
你变卖你所有的来跟从我。
To sell all you have to follow me.
所有的。
All you have.
我在想，如果这个人有十亿的家产的话。
I think if this man has 1 billion inheritance.
那他要全部捐出来。
Then he was to offer everything that he have.
那这个事情不是强人所难吗？
Is this not too hard for him?
但是如果你可以看到接下去马可福音那里彼得有说了一句话。
But if you see in verse 28 what Peter said,
他说看啊我们已经撇下所有的跟从你了。
We have left everything to follow you.
这里的这里你可以看到主耶稣的要求不仅仅只是对这个财主。
Now you can see that this standard is not just for the wealthy man.
而且对这对主的门徒
，It is also for the disciples of God，
甚至对你和我
，Even to you and me。
彼得说：“我已经撇下所有的。
”Peter said, "I have left everything."
跟从了你
，to follow you。
所以弟兄姐妹，我们是不是愿意撇下所有的来跟从主
？Brothers and sisters, are we willing to leave everything behind to follow the Lord？
但这个不只是钱的问题。
Of course, this is not just concerning about money.
你的时间
Your time.
你的孩子
Your children.
可能你的工作
Your work.
你的很多的一些的事情
And a lot of your other commitments.
你有没有撇下来跟从主
Are you willing to leave them behind to follow Lord?
所以今天这个故事不只是对这个财主来说的
So today, this story is not just for the wealthy young man.
也是对我们每一个已经信他的人来说的。
It is also to every one of us who've already believed in him.
所以我们来一起的来反思。
So let's all together reflect on this story.
因为如果我们真的是像这个财主一样。
Because if we are like this wealthy man.
主啊，我已经做得够了。
Lord, I've done good enough.
我已经做得很好了。
I've done well enough.
但是主告诉我们说，你最重要的事情没有做。
Yet the Lord tells us that there's one most important thing that you haven't done.
因为你没有来跟从我。
Because you haven't come to follow me.
那如果我们当主这样的挑战的时候，我们是忧忧愁愁的走了。
If the Lord challenged to us like that, would we go away sorrowfully?
因为我们的产业很多。
Because we had too much wealth.
我们有很多放不下的事情。
We have too many things that we would not be able to lay down.
那么我在想，我们也在天堂也会失去很多的福分。
Then I believe that we will also lose a lot of blessings in heaven.
所以如果你可以看到第二十九节的时候。
So when you read to verse 29.
三十节。
30.
他说：“你们在今生得百倍，然后在 来世必得永生。
It says you will receive a hundred times in this life and eternal life afterwards.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
有永生的把握的人，
Do we have the assurance of eternal life?
你要怎么样来过你的永生？
How would you like to spend your eternal life?
所以有我最近读到一句话。
I read one verse recently.
他说以后天堂会有很多的穷人。
It says, in the future, there will be a lot of poor men in heaven.
因为这些人呢，他会坐在那里，看着别人在领奖，他在那边后悔。
Because they will sit in the heaven watching others to receive awards, but they will spend a life in regret.
他的心里会这样想。
They would think in this way.
我为什么在地上赚那么多的钱？
Why have I earned so much money in the earth?
花那么多的时间。
Spent so much time.
但是没有一件事情，几乎没有一件事情是为了永恒来投资的。
Yet none of them I've invested my time or money to the eternal life.
我曾经藐视那一些在地上殷勤为主做工的人。
I used to despise those men on the earth who work diligently for the Lord.
你觉得他们很傻。
And I thought they were so foolish.
当他们今天在领奖在得冠冕的时候我却什么都没有。
Yet now today, as they're receiving their rewards and their crown of life, I have nothing.
但是你知道你已经在永恒里面了。
However, you know that you're already in the eternal life.
你会是一个永远的穷人。
You will forever be a poor man in the eternal life.
因为没有再回头在有机会你能够有其他的事情可以做了。
Because there's no other chance for you to come back to the earth.
所以我很盼望的是。
So I really hope that.
如果你还没有信主。
If you haven't believed in the Lord.
你需要永生。
You need eternal life.
你需要耶稣。
You need Jesus.
如果你已经有永生。
If you already have the eternal life.
那你要好好想想你要怎么样来过你的永生。
Then you need to really meditate how you would like to spend your eternal life.
希望我们能够像主说的这里有说的你变卖你所有的分给穷人就有财宝在天上。
I hope that it will be like what the Lord has said. Go and sell everything and give to the poor and you will have treasure in heaven.
所以希望我们也有财宝在天上。
And I really hope that we will also accumulate treasure in heaven.
希望我们在地上的这些产业能够转化为我们以后在天上的产业。
Hope that our possession in the earth will be transferred to the treasures in heaven.
然后我又想提的一点是。
And one more thing I want to remind is.
难道没有人做到吗？
Is it true that no one can ever do it?
没有人做到把这些主耶稣说的你缺少的还有一件吗？
Is it really no one that can do this one thing that we lack?
我的意思是说，他说去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我这句话。
What I meant is in verse 21, go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me.
所以我去查了圣经。
So I checked in the Bible.
还真的有一个人做到了。
Yes, there's one person that did this.
这个人也是一个财主。
He was also a wealthy man.
而且是一个大财主。
A big wealthy man.
这个人当他看到耶稣之后，他就做了一个决定。
When he saw Jesus, he made a decision.
他说：“我把我的财产的一半分给穷人。”
He said, "I will give half of my wealth to the poor."
我呢，如果欠别人的，有讹诈别人的，我就还他四倍。
Anyone I have cheated, I will return to him four times.
所以当我听到他记载这句话的时候
，And when I saw this story,
这个人如果这些钱那自己的家产肯定都没有了。
If he do like this, then he will have nothing left for himself.
然后他真的是这样做了。
And he did accordingly.
而且他真的来跟从了主。
And he did follow Jesus.
这个人是谁呢？
Who is this guy?
这个人叫做撒该。
His name is Zachariah.
撒该也是一个财主。
Zachariah is also a wealthy man.
所以他真的为了主的缘故，为了主得到这个救恩。
So in order to receive the salvation,
他真的做到了这件事情。
He really did all these.
所以他，你可以知道他是多么的觉得很宝贵。
So you can see that how much value it is for him.
得到了这个救恩，他愿意的成为一个穷人。
In order to receive the salvation, he was willing to be a poor man.
愿主来啊，帮助来提醒我们。
May the Lord come help us.
我希望如果我们有福音朋友的话
，If we have gospel friends among us,
请你好好的仔细的来思想。
May you think about this seriously.
然后如果你还有一些问题的话，我们可以一起的啊，接下去有弟兄姐妹能够一起来跟你来交通。
If you still have questions, we'll have brothers and sisters to talk with you later on.
那我们一起来祷告。
Shall we pray?
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你给我们啊这样的时间。
Thank you for this time.
来读你的话。
To read your words.
也能够来啊来啊思想你的话。
And to be able to ponder on your words.
主啊，我们感谢你，你给了我们永生。
Lord, we thank you for the eternal life.
我们也确实得到了永生。
And yes, we have received eternal life.
但是主，我们觉得我们仍然缺少一件。
But Lord, we still think that we lack one thing.
只是愿意的来撇下所有的来跟从你。
Which is to leave everything behind and follow you.
主啊，我们将知道我们做不到。
Lord, we know that we're not able to do that.
但是主啊，我们愿意靠着你的圣灵，我们能够来啊，去来每天的来操练。
But Lord, we're willing to through your Holy Spirit to practice this thing every day.
主啊，我们知道永生很长。
We know that the eternal life will be very long.
求你让我们打开我们的眼睛。
May you open up our eyes.
然后让我们看到今天我们在地上的生活。
So that we see that the life we're living on the earth today.
决定了我们以后永生的质量。
Will determine the quality of our eternal life in the future.
正如你说的，我们不要做糊涂人。
Just as you said, do not be foolish.
不要效法这个世界。
Do not imitate this world.
求你的话常常来提醒我们。
May your word remind us often.
让我们不要谨慎小心我们自己。
So that we be cautious of what we're doing.
不跟从这个世界。
Not to follow the pattern of this world.
只要心意更新而变化。
But to have our mind and heart renewed in you.
查验你善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
To fulfill the perfect will that you have for us.
主啊，我们也特别的为福音的朋友来祷告。
Lord, especially pray for gospel friends among us.
我们知道这福音是你的大能。
We know the gospel is the power of you.
你要拯救那些愿意来相信的人。
Which will help and save those who are willing to believe.
我们很盼望他们听到了就愿意来相信。
We really hope that when they hear this, they will be willing to come and believe.
求你的圣灵做感动，做开启的工作。
May your Holy Spirit do the work of touching and open.
求主将这些话继续的放在我们里面。
May you preserve these words continually in our heart.
提醒我们，
Remind
激励我们
us and compel us.
这样祷告奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.